Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, where we take a look at some of the stories that we've been following and are following. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Ruth.
Gardening and golf and alcohol. Sounds like
a combination, right?
Good way to start the week.
Hey, it's the only way to start the week, actually.
But it's beautiful out, and I'm just sitting here thinking, boy, back in January when we're talking and it's 0 degrees and cold and snowy, and we got to be thankful.
Yes, this is why this is why we prevail. This is why we soldier on.
Exactly.
For weather like this.
Get to this spot.
Right.
So we've had a busy week. We said goodbye to Bullitt and quite a fanfare and well-deserved. And I was not there, but I understand it is quite a send-off.
A nice show of 300-400 people at the service packed. All the fire departments from around the area participated.
Wonderful.
And the ceremony out at the cemetery was equally well done and respectful. And yet there were, of course, the great comments made by the various speakers about the legend of Bullitt.
The legend of Bullitt is right.
And there was even a bear that was wandering around by the cemetery.
Is that right? Saying his goodbyes.
Yeah, it's amazing. But, I give the Lakeville Host Company just did a terrific job in putting this tribute.
These companies are wonderful when they come out, the way Sharon did for Jack Murtaugh. I just, it's difficult for them. These are their comrades and their friends, and yet they do it in a respectful and very nicely done way. Yeah,
absolutely.
But so we had other things going on. We did have that hospital meeting next door to you last week, and the Denise George, the interim president, spoke about all the things that New Vance is doing. New Vance is the new company that's running the hospital now, she did assure people the maternity ward is there to stay. A lot of people, of course, that has been of great interest since there was talk last year of closing it. And there were a couple of comments. People are a little concerned about the relationship between the community, the Foundation for Community Health, and the New Vance, as well as not being able to talk to their board members, their local community board members. They'd like more open transparency. Don't know how that will work out, but that is an issue. We had the cancer survivor party, which was amazing, at the Grove this past week, filled with people and food and raffle tickets and lots of good spirit. It's always a very nice event. The high school had an interesting meeting the other night. They have hired 111 Group for marketing to promote the school, but there was some concern because it is owned and operated by Janet Carlson and John Sanders, and John Sanders is a member of the Region 1 board. There was quite a bit of talk about possible conflict of interest and...
I watched that meeting. I watched the meeting. And I heard a reference to me in that meeting. It was so funny about dealing with a disgruntled person who might try to come out and fight against it. And my ears popped up. But here's what went wrong with that whole thing. Had John Sanders recused himself and got up and left the table when they discussed this, and then they voted on it, I would have less problem with it than I do now. You just can't say you recuse yourself and you stay at the table and then participate in the conversation. You can't do that. If you recuse yourself, you get up, you remove yourself from the situation, you let the vote happen, and then the vote happens and you come back. That didn't happen. And these are the things I don't understand. What people don't understand what recusing yourself from a public meeting is all about.
There, as Pat McCara from Falls Village, who is the watchdog there, said, procedure is so important.
Yeah.
There are things that have gone on at that board that we have all questioned about transparency and signing contracts and the consent agenda, not telling everything that's, they need to be more open. And this one,
You just can't. You cannot. You know, if you go to a town board meeting and a board member has to recuse himself, they don't sit there.
Right. They get up. Supposed to leave
they
the room
leave, and then when the conversation's over and the whole thing's over, they come back in. Hmm. You know, we're not talking a lot. We're talking about $13,000-$14,000 here, but you're talking about just flaunting any rules or regulations that are set up.
And that's why the word procedure is so crucial. And the fact that you choose not to follow it ends up...
Well, that's what gets people riled up.
Exactly.
I mean, you just...
It ends up causing unnecessary... it then becomes necessary comment, but if you could, it's avoidable, what I'm trying to say.
I guess I wouldn't... maybe the idea of hiring a public relations firm to work with real estate agents and work with the Region 1 board and work with area towns to see what you can do about publicizing our communities and our schools, maybe that's a good idea. But is it a good idea for the school board to take it all on their own and to have one of six members there and present and vote on it and talk about it? Totally wrong. And you know what? I think in the future, they might open themselves up to anything they decide to do with this firm to legal recourse. I really do.
Well, as Jill said, procedure, because everything comes down back to bite you eventually. And if something like this happens, I mean, it sets a precedent. And it's better to just be clear and clean and having sat through so many meetings where conflict of interest is really a concern, and it should be, I just think this one may...
Sooner or later come back and haunt them. Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, looking forward to the week.
Did the FFA have a picnic this week, this past weekend, or is that coming up?
Picnic for?
I thought the FFA had some sort of chicken.
They had their chicken barbecue last night.
Okay, it was held last night.
Yes, right, it was last night. We actually partook. It was very good. and they do it, kids help, staff helps, volunteers help, and raise money for scholarships for FFA. Tonight is Finance and Selectmen in Falls Village. We also have the DCNC in Cornwall, the Democratic Coalition, and Denise Merrill is going to speak about voting in 2020, which can be kind of interesting.
We also have the Sharon Board of Education tonight.
Yeah, I always forget that one.
6 o'clock.
Because of the conflict. And then Cornwall Board of Selectmen tomorrow night. We did talk, you and I, a little bit earlier this week. The Housing Trust in Falls Village has withdrawn its application for that housing complex on in Lime Rock Station. According to Henry Todd, the first selectman, yes, they did pull it. He said he couldn't comment any further, but it is not a dead issue. So I assume there will be something coming back out. Also, the Planning and Zoning Commission, not surprised, in Canaan has been sued over its asphalt decision to disallow asphalt firms in Canaan. July 2nd, there's going to be a court date when that will come out. So lots of legal issues going on.
And that suit is over a technicality in the way the procedure went. And some people think that a technicality is a small thing, but in the core law, as which region...
Speaking of procedure.
Which region yes, one won't...
Exactly.
Small technicalities can bring down lots of big things.
So can procedure. I'm just going to say that one more time.
Small technicalities actually can grow very big. So we'll be watching that one. And just a cute little story in Kent. We had this tombstone found under the porch of a house here. And turns out it was been used as a step for years and years and years. But the real tombstone was found up in the cemetery. And just one of those quirky stories that's always fun to write about.
You know, about the Falls Village Housing Trust, speaking about quirky, what we found out during the week, right before they pulled the application, there was a question by somebody in social media that wanted to know. They couldn't find the Falls Village Housing Trust on any of the websites. Seeing as we're a 501c3, I went and looked, and I found them right away on the Denise Merrill's website, which is the mm-hmm. Secretary of State, but they were not on the Attorney General's website. And what we think has happened is when they were formed and they registered with the state, they forgot that because they will be using and soliciting public money, they have to register with the Attorney General's office.
Interesting. Okay.
So they'll probably go through all that process and get that squared away.
And then
see what's up in the future. But but that was, you know, it's one thing we found out. I found out the hard way here with the help of our lawyer that you got to keep up on those things every single year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Crossing every T. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dotting every I because you really don't want the fines.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's definitely not, as Henry said, you know, it's going to be back up again. And that's, as we said, 14 units, maybe 28 units. And there's opposition, and there's obviously people who are in favor of it. So,
well, we'll see how it plays
out. And, we also do this week have many high, elementary school graduations, last week of school for kids and teachers. High school graduation is not until next Tuesday. Awards ceremony would be the night before on Monday, and then it's hats off for the summer, guys.
Pretty amazing, huh?
But we keep going.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Yes, here we go.
All right, Ruth, good job. We'll speak to you next week.
We shall. Take care, guys. Have a good week.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio, rap-am.com.